Chapter 2. Personal God. Key question. Does God care about me? Key idea. I believe God is involved in and cares about my daily life. Key verse.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1-2.
Our map. The God of the Bible is the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is the one all-powerful, all-knowing, eternal God. But is he good? Is he involved in his creation? Does he love us? Does he have a plan for us? Is he interceding and intervening to move the events of our life and world toward his intended purpose? We can consider these questions as we listen to the scripture passages in this chapter that explore three ways God shows us he is a personal God. God is good. God has a plan. God cares for us. God is good. Abraham and Sarah, the great patriarch and matriarch of the Israelite people, were first named Abram and Sarai. God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation. But how can you father a nation when you have no children? As you listen to the passage below from Genesis 16, look for some ways in which God showed his goodness to Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. What impact did this have on them?
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong."